First Peter chapter 2. You can open your Bible in the book of First Peter. Just going to read, spend time in the Word. As some of you know, we are spending time in the book of First and Second Peter. Father, I thank you for your Word, Lord. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we have access to your Word. We can meditate on it. Like it says in James, Joshua 1:8. Let these words be on our lips, in our mind. Meditate on them. So Lord, today as we being intentional to spend 1 hour in this busyness of this day, Father, I pray that you would cleanse us by your Word, with your Word. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Yesterday I read chapter 1 from the letter in 1 Peter. Today I'm going to continue to read chapter 2. Where it says in verse 1, so get rid of all evil behavior, be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, and all kinds of speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. You are coming to Christ, who is the living cornerstone of God's temple. He was rejected by people, but he was chosen by God for great honor. And you are living stones that God is building into his spiritual temple. What's more, you are his holy priests. Through the mediation of Christ Jesus, you offer spiritual sacrifices that please God, as the scriptures say. I'm placing a cornerstone in Jerusalem, choosing to be great for great honor. And anyone who trusts in him will never be disgraced. Yes, you who trust him recognize the honor God has given him. But for those who reject him, the stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. And he is the stone that makes people stumble, the rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they do not obey God's word. So they meet the fate that was planned for them. But you are not like that. For you are a chosen people. You are royal priests, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God. For he calls you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Hallelujah. Once you had no identity as a people, now you are God's people. Once you received no mercy, now you have received God's mercy. Dear friends, I warned you as temporary residents and foreigners to keep away from worldly desires that wage war against your very souls. Be careful to live properly among your unbelieving neighbors. Then even if they accuse you of doing wrong, they will see your honorable behavior and they will give honor to God when he judges the world. Verse 13, chapter 2, 1 Peter. For the Lord's sake, submit to all human authority, whether the king as head of state or the official he has appointed. For the king has sent them to punish those who do wrong and to honor those who do right. It is God's will that you honor your honorable lives should silence those ignorant people who make foolish accusation against you. For you are free, yet you are God's slave. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Fear God and respect the king. Thank you, Father, for your word. Respect everyone and love the family of believers. Love the saints. Love the church. Fear God and respect the king. You who are slaves must submit to your masters all with all respect. Do all they tell you, only not only if they are kind or reasonable, but even if they are cruel. For God is pleased when, conscious of his will, you patiently endure unjust treatment. Of course, you get no credit for being patient if you are beaten for doing wrong. But if you suffer for doing good and endure it patiently, God is pleased with you. For God called you to do good, even if it means suffering. Just as Christ suffered for you, he is your example, and you must follow in his footsteps. He never sinned, nor even deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threatened revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you made a way for us to approach Psalm 73. This is always the theme of soaking. Psalm 73, verse 23. Verse 28. It says, but as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. So as for me, how good it is. Oh, Jesus, how good it is to be near you. It's a very common psalm, but it is very true. It's something for us to be reminded of every day. Psalm 23. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful stream. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemy. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. He will never fail. Blessed assurance. That's right. Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. And what He did for me on Calvary is more. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior. Perfect submission, call is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story, this is my song, praising my way. In God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one. Trust in God, my My Redeemer, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my healer, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my healer, the one. He will never fail. Trust in God, my healer, the one who heals me, he'll never fail. He will never fail. I trust in the Holy Spirit, my healer, the one who will never. That's why I trust him. I sought the Lord, and he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Yes, he hear me when I pray. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. That's why I trust in God. My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Oh no, my God will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my healer. He will never fail me. He will never fail. I trust in God, my healer, the one. He will never fail.
Father, we thank you that we can count on you. When I call, you answer. Lord, we can count on you. Oh, Rabasite. I can trust you, Jesus. I can trust you, Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three and one. I believe in the Holy Scripture. Jesus is coming again. Oh, I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe.
believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Bible. Our God is three and one. I believe in the Holy Spirit. We will rise again. Oh, I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three and one. I believe in the Holy Bible. I believe in the resurrection. Oh, I believe in the name of Jesus. Oh, I believe. I believe in the name of Jesus. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three and one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will live again. I believe in the name of Jesus. Yes, I believe in the name of Jesus. Yes, I believe.
My fight in the name of Jesus.
name of Jesus. With the name of Jesus.
I give it all to you.
serve. Oh, I will choose hope. I will choose love. I give my all to you. I give it all. Lay it down, I give it all to you. I choose living hope. Oh, I will choose hope. I will choose life. I choose to serve. Make room for you, Lord. Come and consume. Holy Spirit, fall like rain. Holy Spirit, come and fall like rain. I give it all to you. come consume holy fire. Come Holy Spirit, oh I give it all to you. I give it all to you. Where would I go? You are the source of life. Where would I go? I come to the source that never runs dry. Jesus, you are the source that never runs dry. I give it all to you. I give it whatever we carry. Take on your yoke. I'm being reminded of your word. Jesus, you said, take on my yoke. My yoke is easy. Come unto me, all you who are weary. Just your way, just your decree. and increase for a passion, a passion for your name. An increase of passion for your name, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Learn about me. Thank you. are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, hearts always hunger for. We bless you on the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We bless you high above all else. And we come to you, worship at your feet. And we come to you, worship at your feet. We are undone, crucified. Bless you in the highest place, for you are the great high priest. We bless you high above all else. Lord, we come to you, worship at your feet. Jesus, I come to you, worship at your feet. And your presence, 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 presence fill this place. Falling on my knees, affirming all of me. Jesus, your home. Jesus, your home I wanna living for. I'm falling on my knees. Thank you.
Father, today we tap to the source. Lord, we know that we do not live by bread alone. That's why we come to your table, Lord. We live from every word from your mouth. Your presence is heaven to us. Your presence, Lord, surrounds us. Even right now, today, as this literally this rain is falling, God, I pray all morning. I said, Holy Spirit, fall. Holy Spirit, fall. Holy Spirit, fall. Fall like rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it fall like rain. Bring your rain to the dryness. Bring your rain to the dry land. Bring your life to the barren land. Bring your rain, Lord. Lord, we turn our eyes on you today. We put our faith, we put all our hope in you. Some may trust in horses, some may trust in their government, some may trust in many other things. But Lord, in the Holy of Holies today, we declare we trust in God. We lost without you, Father. We are lost without you, Abba. Grace, Lord. May my love never grow cold. May it burn forevermore. May my life be worship to you. May my love never grow cold. May burn forevermore. May my life be worth.
let my life be.
Thank you, Jesus. Not by might, not by power.
Let my life be.
Father, we thank you that when we pray, you do answer. It's not by might, it's not by power, it's not by what we feel in our physical senses. It is by faith, and we love you, Father, for that. We love you that we love and thank you that we can trust you. And you always come through. You always come through. Thank you, Father. Let your rain fall. Even as it literally falls in this community. Bring revival. Start with your bride. Start with your church.